And now, the Goldbergs. When Molly can't meet a problem one way, what she usually does is turn the problem upside down and make it look different. Well, after finding herself with little David on her hands, Molly got a wonderful idea. She knows that David's mother went to New York to look for work. And Molly knows that people read ads to find work. So, Molly had Dr. Cater call his son and put an ad in the paper for a French governess with a little boy. And in this way, Molly hopes to get in touch with the mother. It's a long shot, but the only way Molly can think of to reach David's mother. And meanwhile, all Molly can do is take care of the little boy who can't speak a word of English.
Hello? Well, then would you please put him on the wire, please?
Calling, Mom.
Calling family at the mill.
Oh.
Rosalie, don't send it for the place here. For the
All
place.
Right, I will.
Hello? Hello, family? Mama, dear, speaking. How are you?
Family?
I just called her to ask you not to forget to remember to bring the newspapers when you come home for supper. Yes. Because I want to see the ads and in the paper. Yeah, please. Is Papa leaving soon for home from the mill? Roy? Oh, very well. Then I wouldn't broil. Well, if you're only coming home, I'll fry you. Well, if Papa was coming home, I'd broil. Papa likes broil. You sure you don't want steak? All right, darling. I got one leg left. Be enough? All right, dear. All right. All right. Bye. Papa's not coming home for supper and Chandler's not hungry. He only wants a snip snack. If you want steak, Rosalie, I'll fry you.
No, not for me, Ma, but because Bertie will be hungry.
I fixed something for her before when she was hungry.
Well, then don't bother fixing anything.
All right, and David is going to have supper with Dr. Cater. Dr. Cater took such a liking to the child.
How can you help it?
Oh, how can you help it? We should only get some results in the advertisements, Rosalie. We should only get some results. Rosalie, you think like Papa said it's a long shot.
No,
Ma. Yes, after all, if a person is looking for work, they would look in the newspaper, right? Oh, maybe everything could be all right.
We could find some work for her in the mill, or
surely something we could find, of course. Even with Bertie's beauty unreal. Yes, Bertie. Come in, Bertie. Come in. I was saying that if we could perhaps find David's mother, you could perhaps learn her the beauty business.
Perhaps. If my business develops.
Surely.
Do you have a curling iron, Rosie?
No, beauty.
How's that?
Well, my hair is naturally curly.
What about you, Mrs. Goldberg? You say you could stand a weight in your hair. Look at it. It's straight as a poker.
Oh, I wouldn't like my mother's hair curled.
Well, I didn't say curled, Rosie. I said waved. Could you get me a curling iron someplace?
Well, Martha, we'll be forced may have one.
But don't bother for me, Bertie.
Oh, hey-o. I'd like to curl my own ends, though.
Well, if Bertie wants to curl her own ends, so go over to Martha Wilberforce and then ask if we've got a curling iron.
Right.
Don't you? So, and then if Martha asks you questions about David, Rosalie, tell her that we put an ad in through Dr. Cajus Jr. from New York. He put an advertisement in the paper. Maybe she's got a newspaper. Bring it forward, yes,
right,
dear? Bye.
I didn't like to speak in front of Rosie, Mrs. Goldberg, but really, a woman with your attractive features, you certainly ought to make the most of yourself.
I do.
You certainly do not. You look much older than your husband. I'm very sorry to have to say that, Mrs. Goldberg.
I do?
You certainly do. You're very far behind the times. With all my worries, to make men and ends meet, just look at me. You think I'd ever retire before creaming my face and doing at least 3 minutes of gymnastics? Never. Just look at my waistline. Just look. And look at yours. Can you touch your knees? I don't think so. I just try it. Try it. Just try it.
It's all right, Bertie.
It's not all right, Mrs. Goldberg. Ben.
Bertie, but...
Ben, come on.
Hey, Bertie, what if I got the Ben?
You see, you can't even Ben. Come on, Ben. Ben, Mrs. Goldberg. Ben, no. Wait, Ben. Ben. Ben.
Oh. Did you hurt yourself?
Oh, Bertie.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That just showed you. Are you all right?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Hey, Bertie, all my life I lived without touching my toes.
But that's not the point. Don't get old before your years, Mrs. Goldberg. Watch me, and I'm not 16 anymore, either. Just watch. Just watch.
I'm watching.
But 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wonderful.
5, 6, 7.
Wonderful. 8. Rosalie?
Oh, did you get the iron, Rosie?
Yes, it's a very old one now.
Oh, that's all right. Let me see it.
Yes.
Oh, it's all right.
Not for me, Birdie.
Oh, yes, I want you to look right.
After all, buddy, I mean, when you get established with your trailer, with your beauty on wheels, you'll call on me, and then I'll patronize you, and I'll be your customer, but not now.
I want you to do me a favor. Please, Mrs. Goldberg, let me fix your hair, please.
Just the end, Birdie.
Okay-o. Get me a comb and brush, Rosie. Sit over here, Mrs. Goldberg, so I can watch the iron.
You have to do it.
Oh, only the end, Birdie.
Please. Rosalie, did Martha get a newspaper yet?
No, Mom.
And Mrs. Goldberg, why don't you think a little of yourself?
All right, baby.
Hold your head now, please.
All right, please. Rosalie, maybe call Dr. Cade and ask how David is.
Don't move your head, Mrs. Goldberg. Is my iron getting hot?
Uh-huh. Let's call Dr. Cade.
He thinks that we don't trust him with David.
You're moving too much there.
Sorry.
That's better.
Buddy, don't part my hair different, buddy. Don't leave it in the central, like that. Just leave it like that, please. Rosalie, while I'm sitting, bring down my mending.
No. You won't do nothing but relax, Mrs. Goldberg. Now, please.
I think the iron is getting too hot, isn't it, Birdie?
Mm-hmm. Stop worrying, Rosie. Will you sit still now? Just sit still. If I only had a scissors, I'd like to cut some of your hair off.
Oh, no, please. Please, for the cutting
hello,
now.
Hello.
That's not too hot, Birdie.
Don't make me nervous, please, Mrs. Goldberg.
Careful, Birdie.
Listen, Rosie, I know what I'm doing. Will you stop worrying now
Come over on mine first. Come over on mine first.
Now, look, please, will you stop all this excitement? Listen, I took lessons, and I know what I'm doing.
Right.
Say.
Jay?
Jay.
Come, Rosie.
What's this? You're open for business already, Birdie?
Well, Mr. Goldberg,
that's all you have in your mind, huh, Molly? It's to get yourself frizzled.
Well, you men are alike. Why don't you like your for your wife what you admire in others?
Take out those clothes, or I'll walk out of this house.
Thought you wasn't coming home, sir.
I'm here, so I'm home. You wanted the paper, no?
Family was bringing it.
Then I went to the post office.
You had a meeting, you said.
I can't go to the meeting unless I change myself.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have had you all laid out.
I'll lay myself out. Coil, beauty and wheels, a woman in the Middle Ages, frizzle, Mary Pickford, all
of a sudden. Baby, take out the curls, too.
Mrs. Goldberg, will you just let me finish you now?
Oh, please, baby, please.
Wait till I get you all finished. See how much everybody will admire you. You look like a different woman already. I don't understand, Mr. Goldberg. You think we were still living in the prehistoric ages.
I'll fix it, Mom.
Oh, how, please?
A towel for Papa, please.
Here it is, Mom.
There. Please, Birdie, leave the coils.
There's the towel.
I'm coming, Pa.
Here it is, Rosalie.
The iron is burning, Birdie.
Don't make me nervous,
oh, Birdie,
Rosalie.
Please.
I know what I'm
please,
doing.
Birdie.
Why don't you stay here? You don't make me nervous.
What's happened?
Nothing, Drake. I'm only burning.
Molly is going to be beautiful with tears. And Birdie seems to need a little more practice before she opens a beauty tailor. Meanwhile, the ad's in the paper. And we'll bring in something, but what?